10 minutes before the hour, 8 o'clock on a Monday, 20th day of October. Definitely a fall day. Bad hair day today, too. We should just call this bad hair day today, James.
Yeah, it's a little windy outside.
Yeah, a little windy today. Yeah, a little windy today. We've got 49 mile an hour wind gust at the airport now.
Whoa.
Yeah, hello.
That's
booking.
That's EF1 tornado type stuff.
We had, well, not quite, but it's windy. Yeah. And I just, you know, I mowed my lawn for the leaves yesterday. And I was so proud looking at the green grass with no leaves on it. Because I have this tree that is actually amazing. And just dumps leaves mm-hmm. after leaves after leaves. So I have to mow my lawn quite frequently because I don't want to rake it. And so I mow it up. I'm looking at it. I'm going, all right. And the wind came up. It was totally covered.
So like, wow, I did that for nothing.
A bunch of the leaves just fell from the tree after we had that 49 mile an hour wind yesterday.
Yep.
It was actually a 50 mile an hour wind gust at the airport yesterday. And then I'm going, okay.
Like, why did I do this?
Well, you just pile up anyway. So
Yeah.
Wow. How about the Broncos yesterday?
Yeah, that was a.
Wow.
That was a wild one.
I know. And then pretty soon I'm going, they got a chance to look at winning this. And then the Giants score, and I'm like, oh, okay. 37 seconds left. Yeah.
I got out of, I played hockey yesterday, and then I got out, and basically when I went in, it was like 13-0 at half. I was like, what are the Broncos doing?
I know.
And then I got out of hockey. I was like, what happened? What did I miss?
What happens if you leave at the end of the third quarter and it's 19-0?
Again, I cannot stress this enough. If you're buying tickets to a game,
never leave.
What was the point of buying the tickets in the first place?
Never
leave.
You're
not going to stay the whole time.
Never leave. And then.
Just stay the whole time.
Friday night, Gillette and Sheridan.
Yeah.
I went to that game Friday night. And, oh my, pick six at the end. And I was just, my son was sitting next to me because he lives there. And we were watching the game. And he says to me, just that same play. He goes, we're gonna get a turnover here.
Mm-hmm.
And
he called it.
He
called the shot.
He called it. And we got a pick six. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Oh, my. What a game. Fun sports weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lots of things happening this weekend. You heard Kevin talk about. Today's 20th day of October. Going to be a windy day. Don't bother combing your hair today, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't have to.
You don't have to. But the rest of the week, James, it's going to be like, well, tonight, we're going to wear the bigger jacket tomorrow. 25 degrees for the overnight low tonight.
Ooh.
Haven't had 20s for a while. And then the rest of the week, Tuesday through Saturday, mid to upper 60s. Awesome.
It is very
fall.
I know the weather's been very bipolar.
Yeah. It's a good. I like that. That's a good analogy.
Yeah.
On this date, Spain sells Florida to the US for $5 million in 1820. That's
thanks.
A lot of money in $5 million. $5 million in 1820 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
But now it's like, hey, thanks. 1906, Dr. Lee DeForest gives a demonstration of his radio tube on this
the
date.
Radio tube.
The radio tube, 1906. 1944, during World War II, General MacArthur steps ashore in the Philippines. 2.5 years after he said, I shall return.
Yeah.
He said, I have returned.
He said, I'm back.
1944. On this date. 1977, a plane carrying Leonard Skinner crashed in Mississippi, killing lead singer Ronnie Van Zant and guitarist Steve Gaines, along with his backup singer Cassie Gaines, the road manager, the pilot, and the co-pilot. On this date, 1977. Adjust your chair day.
Sure.
Hey, okay.
Why not?
Chicken and waffles day. Have you read chicken and waffles?
Chicken and waffles is very good.
It is.
An underrated combo.
That does
very
not.
Good.
That doesn't even sound a. I love both, but together.
Yeah, it's very good. It's
wow.
Just like it's like in the same way that like, I mean, for me anyways, grits doesn't sound or look appealing at all.
Right.
Chicken and waffles has a
chicken and waffles.
Yeah, that's a good meal. Right.
I have not. I don't believe I've had chicken and waffles.
Got to do it. It's a Southern staple.
Okay. Yeah, Southern staple. Clean your virtual desktop. Oh man, I got a lot of icons on my desktop.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I try to delete whatever I'm not using every time before I leave.
There's really good people. It's either all or none. I've noticed on the various desktops at the station.
Yeah.
It's either you're really good or you're really bad.
Yeah. There's some crowded
desktops. There's some busy desktops up here. And then there's some that have nothing on them. I'm like, wow. Okay.
I take pride in deleting stuff off of my desktop before I leave for work.
You're a pretty good desktop. Me, not so much. I have a pretty busy desktop. Okay.
It stresses me out if it's too much.
Does it stress you out?
Yeah.
That doesn't stress me out.
I'm like,
I just know where everything is at. At my fingertips.
That's fair.
Right there. Okay. So clean your virtual desktop day. Day on writing.
Okay.
Writing. Do some writing.
Like W-R-I-T-I-N-G?
W-R-I-T-I-N-G. Yes.
Gotcha.
Okay. Information overload day. Okay.
Sure.
All right.
Speaking of a crowded desktop, there you go.
Yeah. Chef's day. You're a chef?
Yeah.
I like that. Hey,
love the chefs out there.
Guess what? It's mozzarella stick day.
Oh, I love mozzarella sticks.
I think you and I are going to have a celebration this afternoon.
Well, some good mozzarella sticks.
We have some great mozzarella sticks, courtesy of Jill. Jill brings us, keeps the refrigerator stocked for us.
For the mozzarella sticks.
For mozzarella sticks. Thanks, Jill. Appreciate the refrigerator overload there with mozzarella sticks.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a mozzarella stick offering today, James, since it's the day.
Okay.
Office chocolate day today.
Sure.
Yeah. Suspenders day.
I wear suspenders on my hockey pads.
Oh, well, okay, on that one. Yeah. I was going to say, are you going to throw something at me that I didn't know about?
I don't normally wear them for anything else.
It was like, do you wear these on the weekend or what?
No. Okay. Only for the hockey pads because it feels like it's more secure that way.
Okay. I'm with you on that.
I tighten them up, too. Every time I take them off, I'll have like a it's just before a bruise, whatever that word is. Like you can see some of the pinching, if you will, at the top.
Right. Because
I like to have them secure. So I'll take them off, and then you can see like some of the red where they were.
Wow. You hoist them down then, don't you?
I like it's weird if you're like leg pads are moving around when you're skating, you know, like at your waist. So I like to have them cinched up.
Okay. So when you get older, are you going to have cinched up
jeans and whatnot?
Suspenders?
No, I don't think so.
You going to suspend them up there?
No. Shout out to the people that are still trying to keep them around, though.
I know.
The suspender people.
I know. Hey, here's the latest hottest fitness trend, James.
There's always one.
There's always a new one on social media. It's the 3x3 by noon challenge.
3x3 by noon.
Yeah. The goal is to complete 3,000 steps and consume 30 grams of protein before noon each day.
Okay.
The protein isn't a problem for me.
Yeah, it's the 3,000 steps.
It's the 3,000 steps.
I think that's probably the hard one for everybody.
Yeah. Well.
For most people.
You take an early lunch and go for a walk, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. According to a study, 31% of Americans are highly tech savvy. Only 31%.
37?
31.
31%?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe that.
What does highly tech savvy mean?
Well, yeah. What's the definition? What's the definition of that?
I can't put together a computer at all, but I still consider myself relatively tech savvy, you know?
Yeah.
So is that highly tech savvy, I guess?
I'm okay. Pretty good. I'm above average, I'd say. Tech savvy wise. So, yeah, it depends on what it is. Yeah, I'm not going to be building a computer for you.
Yeah. I know a decent amount of the parts, but I couldn't put them all in the right spot.
If you want it to work. And,
right.
James, go buy a lottery ticket. No weekend winner.
Still going up, huh?
Still going up. Mega Millions. Tuesday's jackpot. Well over $650 million.
Man.
Could be yours, James. James got Swap Shop. Yeah, that's right. James got Swap Shop. Next hour, you're listening to News Talk 930 KROE, shared a Wyoming source for news. Northwest winds 18 to 25 right now, 39 degrees under cloudy skies at the Sheridan County Airport. You're listening to KROE, Sheridan, Wyoming's source for news. It's 8 a.m. Good Monday.